Hello and welcome to Hit the Target English Premier League. I'm your standing host today, Chad Nagel, and joining me in the studio we have Donovan, Mr. Value, Via, as well as my man Banele Piqua. Gents, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thanks very much for having me. Obviously, Jesse's missing in action. Obviously, he knows that the Sunday results.
Is he hiding?
He's hiding. No, clearly hiding and running away for what must be a mouth-watering Gunners encounter. I think we need to put parity to the table, and this madness needs to stop, and hence why I'm here.
Hey, Donovan is buzzing. Buzzing. I love it. Yeah, I mean, greetings to you, Chad. Greetings to Donovan. Greetings to the listeners at home. It's always good to be here again. I'm discussing all things English Premier League. Looking forward to this week's show. I can see Donovan here is absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, I got a feeling that this is going to be a good one. I believe you're going to hear some shocking statements.
As usual when Donovan is around.
That's true. Okay, gents, let's get straight into the action. And let's kick things off with Newcastle, who welcome Brentford.
Yeah, Newcastle have obviously been fantastic at home. You know, they've been playing solid football. The Geordie, it's never easy to go to St. James's Park. Brentford have been a bit sluggish when they've gone on the road, and gone on the travel. So, 8-10 value bet for the home team looks like the sure thing to go for. But for me, I think it's the early kickoff, voodoo for me, and I'm looking at possibly, just looking at the draw, and I think that Brentford could come out with something. Ivan Toney to hit the score sheet.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with Donovan. I mean, you look at Newcastle, they haven't really been the Newcastle that everybody was talking about, you know, when the new owners came, you know, like everybody was talking Messi, talking Zidane, joining, talking, you know, all of that. But I understand all of that hype, but we expected Newcastle to at least be challenging. I know that they didn't sign your Messi's and all of that, but we expected some good names. We expected a decent team, you know, but we haven't seen that. And you look at the last five games, they've only won once. So to Brentford, you know. So in the last 10 fixtures, these two teams have only won twice, you know. So for me, I think a draw is a big runner, you know. Newcastle, 3 draws, one defeat and one win in the last 5. Same thing, same form again as Brentford, you know. So for me, I think I can't separate the two teams. I'll just go for a draw here. I really can't separate the two teams. And I know Newcastle, Donovan said at home they do well, but they disappointed me the last time when they faced Bournemouth at home. You know, that 1-1 draw for me, it was a bad one. So I'll just go for a straight draw. I can't trust either side on current form.
Yeah, it is a bit of a tough one to call. I think I like both teams. I agree. Newcastle, we did expect more from them. They still have enough time to turn it around and perhaps battle for a Europa League spot. Doesn't look like it at the moment. But Brentford, I'm just wary of backing against them. Yeah. They're a side that are always hungry, have so much fight in them. And they have a top striker, you mentioned, Ivan Toney. And I think Newcastle might still be missing Alexander Isak, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
So it's a tough one to call. I can understand the predictions in this one. I think both teams to score for me. I think both teams, just the way they set up, the way they play, I think we could see both front lines on the score sheet.
Yeah.
So I think both teams to score, one to look out for. Up next, Chelsea, who were brilliant in their Champions League tie against AC Milan, welcome a wounded Wolves side, who will be hoping that Diego Costa can give them a bit of bite when the sides meet at Stamford Bridge.
Oh, so this is the Costa derby, if you want to call it that. But I don't think
anyone's calling it that.
Well, Diego Costa's played for both teams, but for me, I think Chelsea are just going to be too strong for me. I think 4-10 is definitely a gift from the bookmaker. And add to all multiples. Graham Potter, yes, has ticked the boxes in terms of his putting his stamp in Chelsea. And they will come through, and definitely start hitting the ground and be the Chelsea that we know of, the candy shop. They will definitely be scoring goals. So even if you want to look at Chelsea minus one handicap markets for the Brave out there, but I think at 4-10 is a lot of value for you to add to all multiples.
You know, when you didn't say, normally you refer to Graham Potter as Harry Potter. I thought like, this for a change, you actually have some respect and then you start mentioning the candy shop. Benelli, tell us, what do you make of Chelsea under Graham Potter so far?
I think it's still early. There's definitely some nice signs.
I think it's three games, a draw and two wins.
And two wins, you know, especially the game against AC Milan. You can now see that this is a coach that has had at least 3 weeks with the players. You know, there was some little bit of identity, and that's something we haven't been seeing of Chelsea this season, you know. Chelsea aside, that have got the quality, but at times when you watch Chelsea, it's like you don't know whether they're coming or going. You know, they look lost in most of their games, and that wasn't the case against the AC Milan. And this is a very strong AC Milan. It's not the AC Milan that we've seen the last three, four seasons, bar last the previous campaign. So there was a very, very good display. I'm hoping to see the same. Though I haven't really reached the level of saying banker Chelsea in everything, you know, as good as they are, as they've got all the personnel, but I haven't really reached the level that I can say banker in everything. I know the opponent in this one, not convincing at all, Wolves, you know, after they've lost that Portuguese identity, they've just became the Wolves that we expect, you know, that they will be battling relegation. So for me.
So sorry, Benile, I just want to ask, obviously, are you looking at Wolves? And because I've just looked at the stat now, the last three times that these teams have played, they've drawn two 0-0s and a 2-2 last year. Would Diego Costa been a factor to come and try and point to have a point to prove? So the draw could be a runner at 38-10.
Yeah, definitely. It could be like what I'm saying. I haven't reached the level of saying Chelsea banker. Like, if you told me after the game that it's a 2-2 draw, 1-1 draw, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Okay.
Because Chelsea have got that in them, you know, as good as they are, but they do have that that disappointing bottle, if I can put it like that. But I'm expecting them to win the game. But I wouldn't go as far as saying banker in everything.
Okay. Are we talking about Spurs or talking about Chelsea?
You tell me. Okay, well, up next, you're talking about the Diego Costa derby. Let's talk about the Erling Haaland show. It's Manchester City entertaining Southampton. Yep. Could Southampton love a 9-0? Could we see something crazy like
this
that?
This is going to be another bloodbath. I've signed the petition on ESPN. We need to stop Haaland.
Get him out of this league.
Yeah, get him out of this league. He's an absolute beast. He's an absolute unbelievable. All records that are in his wake will be smashed and will be broken. A scary stat is that he could get to last year's Golden Boot winner, being 23 goals.
He's already 9 goals away from that, and there's 30 games to go.
I'm about to say, that's exactly
it's
the stat.
So we've never seen anything like this. And we've had world-class strikers, elite strikers. You think of the likes of Thierry Henry, Wayne Rooney, Didier Drogba, Luis Suarez.
They didn't do this.
Yep. The best of the best, Ruud van Nistelrooy. We never saw this ever.
So, and at home, he just looks comfortable. I think the 1-7 is definitely not a bet that you want to add to all multiples. You could start adding Haaland to score anytime. He's definitely one there. Man City on the handicap, definitely -1, -2. Man City to win both halves. You could add that into the multiple. But definitely bloodbath waiting to happen. Feel sorry for them.
Benelli, I've never seen this kind of betting in my entire life. I don't know if you've had a look at the anytime scorers market and first goal scorer market in this game, but Manchester City against Southampton, Erling Haaland, I've never seen this price, to score first, 3-10.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Never. I mean, And you can understand why the price is 3-10. Like Donovan said, I mean, this is one for your bet builders. You know, if you the type of punter that likes to take bet builders, then this game is for you. Take win both halves, score this, you know, this one to score that one. But yeah, anything City, I think, in this game, it's possible. This is not the type of game I'd go on and dwell much on because, I mean, it's such an obvious banker. Like Donovan said, it's a bloodbath. So for me, I'm not going to dwell much on this game. I think everything speaks for itself.
To get feed from Kevin De Bruyne, I mean, you've got Phil Foden playing with him of, and they look like they've been playing for 20 years together.
Yeah.
I think that the missing piece for, if there was ever a missing piece at City, that was it, and now it is complete. That's all I can say about
this game. I like how they eliminated all the doubt midweek after Haaland was substituted, and they quickly tweeted that he's not injured or anything, you know, and people are like already asking what's happening with him, but they just been very transparent, which was good from the club. You know, usually clubs will be like, we don't want to give away much to our opponents, and they'll be all secretive and all that, but I mean, there's a lot of confidence.
Probably because, look, he's going to play. You can't stop him anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to see a defender really, like, match up to
if he scores a hat-trick, he's already the first player to score
three successive home hat-tricks.
Yeah, and this is a chance to make it four.
And it actually, we're not being unrealistic by expecting to see that. That's just the quality that Erling Haaland has, and that's what we've seen.
In fact, I'd be disappointed if I don't see it.
Especially against Southampton.
Yeah.
let's talk about Leicester. Leicester finally picked up their first victory of the season. They'll be eyeing a second successive win when they travel to what should be a relegation-threatened Bournemouth.
I think you're right there, Chad. I mean, we saw the pressure with Brendan Rodgers, how he celebrated those goals, and that was a statement from Leicester, you know, against a Nottingham Forest team playing at home.
Yeah.
You needed a win, and to win like that, I mean, 3-0 at halftime, and all goals were taken from outside the box, you know.
Madison was brilliant.
I was about to say that was the Madison show more than the Leicester comeback. As one may put it, I'd be very wary about Bournemouth because the last time that the Foxes did travel to Bournemouth's ground, they got hammered 4-1. So you just got to be careful about that. And I think that Bournemouth are playing well. You know, so if I look at their stats, yes, they came out with a 0-0 draw with Brentford, a 1-1 draw with Newcastle. Games where we would have assumed that Bournemouth would have dropped points or have as losses, and they beat Forest 3-2. So I think that just be wary about the Bournemouth side. They do shape up well and they do play a tight line. So I'd be concerned. But if Madison's on form, yes, obviously look at the Leicester City thing. But I'll probably look at the win draw double chance market for me under 2.5 goals.
Vanille, Leicester 11-10. Will you take that?
Definitely, Chad. I'll definitely take the 11-10. When you look at Bournemouth, I mean, they are very defensive. They haven't been scoring much, you know, defensively. They haven't been letting in a lot of goals as well. And you look at how they played against Brentford. Look at how they played against Newcastle. You'll see they somewhat play that puck the bus kind of style, and that's definitely not for me. That's why they've only won one in the last five and drawn three because they don't have that firepower. And you look at Leicester, you know, this is a side, yes, you look at the form and say they lost four and won one in the last five, but they've been scoring goals, you know. Yeah. So up against a team that hasn't been scoring, then I'll definitely favor Leicester on this one. And how they won on Monday, I think it'll give them much confidence heading to this game. So, yeah, I think for me, even money 11-10, that's the kind of price I'll take, especially against Bournemouth. So I'll take a gamble here and back my man Brendan Rodgers to come out with 3 points.
Yeah, I think Leicester kind of remind me a bit of Everton last season. I think they're in that danger zone. We just know they're not going to get relegated. They've made it difficult for themselves, but we know the quality that they possess, and I expect them to also take away maximum points on their trip to Bournemouth. The final game on Saturday is a cracking contest and no doubt one of three eye-catching fixtures in the Premier League this round. It's Tottenham who travel to Brighton, in-form Brighton.
You are right when you say in-form Brighton. And when Harry Potter says, Donovan said, when he left, we all thought, okay, this would be the end of Brighton. But, I mean, they've looked absolutely fantastic. You know, three wins in the last five games, only one defeat, a draw. You know, how they played against Liverpool. Trossard is in his own world. You know, absolutely buzzing. And against Spurs, it's also a team that's more like a defensive team, if I can say that. You know, Conte doesn't like to lose, so I think he'll go into this game with the cautious mindset. You know, this is not the type of game where you can say, okay, let me enjoy football and have some coffee and all of that, because all you're going to be seeing is parking the bus and very defensive. Yeah. We know how Conte is, and he'll be waiting for those transitional moments. And it'll be interesting to see up front also, you know, he dropped Son, and when he brought him back, he scored a hat-trick in that game. He started him against Arsenal, and he looked like the Son that was dropped, you know. So there's a lot that's going on at Spurs up front. Kulusevski also, we're not sure if he's fit for this game. He hasn't been himself this season like how he was towards the end of last season, you know. And you've got Kane. Yes, he's scoring your penalties and that, but he hasn't been also the Harry Kane that we know. So up front, there are a lot of doubts and uncertainties with Spurs. So with a game like this, I'd go for a draw. I'd go for a draw. I wouldn't back against Brighton. Definitely wouldn't. And I wouldn't tip Spurs to win away, you know. So for me, I think this is a draw. This is the type of game that's written nil-nil all over it.
Brighton have punched above their weight this season. They've been very impressive, as the table proves. Dave, your side, you would know all about Brighton.
Let's not dwell on last weekend. Let's dwell on what Brighton have achieved. They've lost their key players in the beginning of the season. Chelsea robbed them of two players. Then Chelsea came and raided them again of their manager during the season, and they've lost that. And they've definitely had the spell and the wizardry that Graham Potter's left them with. They've just don't give up, and they never stop fighting. And I mean, for a team to go 3-2 down at Anfield and still play the way that they do, the new manager bounce is definitely in form there. But saying that, I think if you look at Conte's men, a lot of things have been said about Conte and his serial winning mentality, and his need to iron out and snuff out what was a bad performance. He will definitely come out, and if you look at the last two games that Spurs have played, the Arsenal game and the Champions League game, he definitely want to iron that out and start bouncing back very quickly. We know that in Conte, he's done it in previous clubs, he's done it in previous things, so there will be a question asked, and I kind of feel sorry for Brighton. But having said that, I'm just going to go on the safe bet at Spurs on the away win at 14-10, I think that's massive value.
Is that the safest bet?
Well, I think the draw is a runner. There's a new manager bounce in terms of Brighton. But I think that what Conte will demand out of his players and his key players in terms of Harry Kane, I don't know if Richarlison will be playing. I think Son will definitely start for me. But what he would require from his senior personnel in the team, he will definitely get out of there, because their last two performances, looking at their Champions League game and looking at the Arsenal game, Conte will want a statement, and he will demand a bigger statement for me. So I think that is at 14-10 is a great value bet to get taken.
Look, I think I'm more siding with Benelli with the draw. I can see it's hard to back against Brighton at the moment, especially at home. They, like you mentioned, the new manager bounce, but for me that's also a little bit disrespectful at the same time, because it's not about that. I think they've shown from the start they're a quality side. We've seen it from last season as well. They punch above their weight. The big sides don't like to face them, and we can see why.
Fortress MX.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
And they're also Chelsea's development.
So I'm actually going to be bold over here. I'm actually going to be I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to say Brighton at 18 to 10 is well worth the punt. And I think if you are looking for value in the Premier League this weekend, I think this is the game that you could look at and you can say, look, as much as Spurs are a quality side, Brighton have been brilliant this season. They've been good to watch. They're strong at home. And I think 18 to 10, it might be a gift from Hollywood.
Okay. Not gift, but it's definitely worth a punch.
So we got a three-way split in the studio. Definitely one to go for. This is why we love this league.
Moving on to Sunday's action now, and there's two matchups kicking off at the same time. Let's start off with the London derby when West Ham host Fulham at the London Stadium.
Oh no, for me, West Ham. Both teams to score for me is the safe play, and the market that I'm probably going to get involved in. For this game, Fulham obviously show, and Mitrovic has been on form and will be scoring. But I think West Ham would want to get a result from this game, and a positive result. So I think that both teams to score is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I mean agreement with Donovan there. If you like those type of bets and want to sit on the fence, I think both teams to score is a big runner in this game. And we've seen with West Ham, they play a very open game, you know, and they're desperate for points. This is not the type of start they would have wanted, especially after how they done last season, you know, in the Europa League. They did very well. And you look at how they've started this season after spending so much. David Moyes is under pressure, you know. They've been blowing hot and cold this season, you know. You think 1 minute, you think they're back, then they'll lose two games in a row, and then they'll draw, and then they'll win again, you know. And then they're up against a Fulham side that has lost, win, you know. Yeah, that's
inconsistent,
and they fancy themselves here. West Ham, so too with Fulham. So that's why I understand the both teams to score a bit. But yeah, if you like one of those punters that like big odds, I'd say both teams to score and West Ham to win. I do see like a 2-1, 3-1 type of game in favor of the visitors. So I'd go for West Ham on both teams to score and win.
Yeah, no, I think regardless of Fulham, of whether they're at home or away, we see they are fearless, they're brave, they're going out and attack.
Definitely.
And which is why we've seen a lot of both teams to score bets come up in their fixtures. I think, though, West Ham, David Moyes will be looking at this game and you know, he'll put 3 points in mind. And I think surely they get the job done, yeah. Next, Crystal Palace take on Leeds United before we get into the big one.
Yeah, well, both teams are looking for a win. I mean, they've got a similar form line, one win in five games. But for me, I think if you looked at that form line, Patrick Vieira would be hard done. From that, his side has been were brilliant against were very, very good against Man City. They were 2-0 up and they lost the game 4-2. The game doesn't show a 4-2 result. We can agree there. They had the London derby in Brentford. And that was a tight game and it was 1-1. And then they went to Newcastle and they drew there. And then Chelsea was a hard fought game and they just lost that game 2-1. You know, so having said that, is that the results are just not coming. The ball's just not bouncing the right way for Vieira. Mm. And I think that it could possibly do so. Where on the other hand, Leeds, yes, we know what Leeds is about. I can't have a Leeds be backing a Leeds team for me. So I think at 11 to 10 for me at Crystal Palace as a home win is definitely something that we should get on.
I'm in agreement also. I think for the 3 p.m. kickoffs, you can say West Ham at home to beat Fulham, win, and both teams to score, and then just go straight win for Crystal Palace to beat Leeds. I think that's good value. That's how you should start your Sunday waiting for the big one.
Yeah, and let's talk about the big one. It's quite strange that this is such a big match. Arsenal are involved in. There's no Joshua and Jesse. Are the Arsenal guys in hiding? Arsenal, obviously, they've been arguably the most impressive side. The table proves that as well. They're top of the table. They've been fantastic. Just that one defeat to Manchester United, where they still played well, in my opinion. So I think Arsenal, for like we know their record doesn't bode well for them against Liverpool. But if ever there was a time, let me start with you, Banele, because I think I know how this is going to end when I go to Donovan.
Yeah, it's good that you start with me, because firstly, we have to give the listeners at home, like, what are the context of what happened to last season. You know, Arsenal bottled a top four, and Donovan brought in some Coke for the two Arsenal fans, saying it's Coca-Cola for Jesse and Donovan. And Joshua kept that Coke. He says he's keeping it for the first game. For this game. He kept it from last season. He said, when we play Liverpool at home next season, we're definitely going to beat them. And I'll give this Coke to Donovan. So, Don, I think you'll be drinking some Coke come Monday.
The date is Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2020. Mm. COVID hasn't arrived. 2020. That is the last time that Arsenal beat Liverpool. The last time Arsenal beat Liverpool. This is the game that I've always stood by, and I've said, week in, week out.
If
I could verse a team week in, week out in the top six, it would be Arsenal.
Do you still feel that way?
I relish the game. I relish the game because I know the last time Arsenal scored a goal against Liverpool, scored a goal, was Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2020.
Pulled out the stats.
Okay. The last time they scored a Premier League goal against us. They can bring Jesus, they can bring Muhammad, they can bring whoever, they can bring Salabi. Liverpool win this game. That is a guarantee. That is the 3 points.
That is a guarantee at the Emirates Stadium. Why? What makes you so confident?
Because Liverpool are going to be back. Okay. Mark my words. I am using Rio Ferdinand's name. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. Sunday, we will win the 3 points.
To paint a picture for our listeners, our videographer has just fallen off his seat. He can't keep his laugh in.
So let me give you context. Henderson is back. He's starting to play back in the midfield. Thiago's back. We're going to play Fabinho in the midfield. Okay, that midfield will control and will predominate. If Trent plays the way he played in the Champions League and goes forward, Henderson comes back into that hole and covers that hole. That has been one of the missing key ingredients in Liverpool, and has been one of the reasons why we haven't been able to convert draws into wins, was because no one was able to cover Trent's. We all know Trent's brilliant going back, and he doesn't have a defensive bone in his body. So I think that's the one plug on that. Tsimikas will be playing, and he will show his heart. He showed his heart in the Champions League, and he obviously plays because Robbo is injured. If I look at the front four, he probably scoring.
Oh, sure.
Not in this game. I'm saying in the front four.
Okay.
Bobby scoring goals.
To ask you, what's the score for this game?
Bobby scoring goals. Jota is back. Yeah. We know Diaz he plays with his heart on the sleeve. It's only a matter of time before Mohamed Salah shows that he is the Mohamed Salah that we know and we think. If you're going to write Mohamed Salah off, do it at your own peril.
Yeah.
I haven't said that we turned the corner. I think that we are in a positive space and we are going in the right direction. I think that the game, if you look at the Rangers game, 2-0 was a bit of a shy game. The score could have easily been a lot bigger and should have been.
Yeah. Change of shape as well.
100%.
Yeah.
So taking those things into account, no matter what Arteta does, even if he plays, you'll never walk alone. While Arsenal are training, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
Liverpool will win this game. 33-20. Hey,
no, so much confident.
Wow. I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. We don't write off Liverpool and say that they do not have quality. We know what Liverpool are about. They are a quality side, and you'd be foolish to write them off. And like, I just think it's just, look at Arsenal right now, the way they're playing, you know, they, like.
The last time they played, Bobby scored, Trotter scored.
But also, the last time they played, and I'm all for head-to-head stats, But like the last time they played, like this Arsenal team are a level ahead of the previous Arsenal sides that we've seen in quite a while. So I think you're talking about Trent Alexander-Arnold. I am worried for Trent Alexander-Arnold because he has to mark Martinelli, who's in red hot form. He looks brilliant. So forget Jesus. That's the duel I want to see. I want to see Trent up against Martinelli. I think we cannot keep having the same discussions about Trent afterwards, like, you know, after a game and saying, you know what, he's just better going forward. I don't know a defender who says whose primary strength is that they attack better than they defend. It can't be. Like, there has to be that balance. And I'm not like Reece James, obviously, like, you know, you can do both. Like, there's other players that can do both. But like, if you're going to do one, defend first. You know, you're the defender. That's just my take. That's just my two cents in it. But this is the time in the podcast where we want to give our listeners a chance to win a 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. All you need to do is tell us who is going to win this game, this humdinger of a game. Is it going to be Arsenal or is it going to be Liverpool? Please tell us what you think. Share your thoughts. We'd love to know what you guys think. And if your comments impresses our panel of judges and hits the target, we will credit you with a 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Now we move on to another big game. And it's normally we would look at this game. It's Everton against Man United, and normally we would just hand United 3 points, but Everton have played some good football this season, and Frank Lampard actually deserves some credit.
Yeah, I don't understand why would you call this game a big game, though.
History, guys, history.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right, Chad. Everton have played well, you know, unbeaten in the last 5-3 draws and 2 wins, you know. United, 4 wins, and they were hammered in the last game. They'll want to make a statement. They wouldn't want to lose back-to-back Premier League games, especially after everyone was raving about United after those 4 wins, you know. Yeah. So I think this will be a close game. It definitely won't be easy. I wouldn't write off a draw in this game, and I wouldn't back against Everton or United. You know, this is the type of game where you just sit in the fence and back, maybe say both teams to score under over 1.5, you know, those type of markets. But in terms of the results, this is the type of game that can go either way. Yeah, I mean, it's very open.
It is.
It's too big, team. But yeah, I think for me, Everton playing at the Goodison Park, I mean, we can't write them off. If it was at Old Trafford, I would have said United.
So home advantage edge for you.
Home advantage. That's why I say I can't write off Everton. But yeah, in a game like this, I'll just go for goals and say over 1.5 or over 2.5. That's my play for this one.
Yeah, Man United, the last time they went to Goodison, they lost 1-0. But having said that, I think Ten Hag is going to want to come back from that Haaland performance and Foden show last week. I think United are in a better position than Everton in a mental space, in their games. And yes, Frank Lampard has got 2 wins in a row, 3 draws. But for me, I think that United for me will win this game. I think that their personnel is too strong. I think, yes, they've got Europa League to contend with and worry about on Thursday. But I think Casemiro for me is a factor. And when he starts playing for United, he would solidify that DM position that we speak of. I think Scott McTominay has also been in good form for them. And the defenders, if he can't get a yellow card, or he can stay on the pitch, I think it would be a great result. Rashford for me is the player to watch out. If you've got him in your EPL team, he's a differentiator player, so he would definitely be able to, and he has been in form. And I think that for me, I'm just looking at the United win.
Were you shocked when you saw Rashford winning the player of the month ahead of Haaland?
Well, yeah, I was shocked over that, but I can see why he was up there.
Why
Rashford?
Yeah.
Well, For me, Haaland will win the rest of them.
Yeah.
I think if there was a player in the Premier League, barring Haaland, Rashford's name would have been up there for the month of September.
Two goals, two assists,
and he's starting to quietly show the Man United supporters why he is the Rashford that they.
Why is the MBE?
Why is Marcus Rashford MBE? But people obviously. People love him, and he getting those small awards obviously bode well. I think Ten Hag also got Manager of the Month. That was also not surprising. But I think that they will bounce back, and Man United will win this game for me. I think they will be too strong for Everton.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's definitely going to be a tight affair, as Benelli says. But I think, you know, Manchester United do have enough quality to come away with 3 points. It's quite funny with United. We know the quality that they possess. They've added some great players to their squad this season. Ten Hag is a good manager. We know what he's done in the Netherlands with Ajax.
And it's Anthony player that he's obviously he's brought in as well. For me, was a star player in a 6-3 game. Scored a cracker goal from outside the box. So he's a player that's obviously got that never to die attitude, and will definitely be. So if you want to look at the anytime goal scorer,
scored goals, but I haven't really seen that.
I also don't think he was too involved in that Man City.
Even in the Arsenal game, he scored, but I haven't really seen that.
Yeah,
star
the best
Brazilian.
Is still to come.
But the best is still to come, and a quiet Brazilian that's still getting on the score sheets.
Yeah,
okay, he's a dangerous. He's a dangerous Brazilian. So for me, look at that anytime goal scorer market, and look at Anthony as a possible bet to play.
Yeah, well, look, we've seen probably the worst of Man United this season, as well as the best. They've lost 4 in a row in the league, and then they've won 4 in a row in the league, and then the Haaland show was just there for all to see. We're going to end off with the Monday night fixture. It's Nottingham Forest who host Aston Villa.
No, for me,
are you watching this game?
No, I'm not. No, this is the game you hand the remote to the missus and let her watch series. I'd rather watch paint dry for me. With jokes aside and banter aside, I think Nottingham Forest is the Premier Sky Championship football, and are going to be the whipping boys. And even though they do play with some heart, they have got some key signings.
How many signings they made?
23, 24. I think they've got a new squad.
Yeah. So I'm saying that having that many players and that many new faces in that squad is always it happened to Fulham, and we knew Fulham went up and down. And even though they've got Dean Henderson, Nico Williams, and they got Jesse Lingard as well.
Yeah.
But I just think that Aston Villa, Steven Gerrard will be.
There's big pressure on Steven Gerrard this season, and surely if you're Aston Villa, you're looking at the teams that you expect to take maximum points from. Surely Nottingham Forest
is
one of those.
But if you want to be brave and just take a bet for the Monday, get on both teams to score at 8-10. I think that's probably a safe value bet. There will be goals, but I don't think it's going to be a thrilling 2-2 game. It'd probably be a 1-1. So maybe. For the brave.
Benelli, your quick prediction on this? Nottingham Forest, Villa?
Yeah, look, I mean, earlier in the podcast we spoke about Leicester not getting relegated for sure. And the reason why I was so confident is because I already know there's one team that's going down, which is Nottingham Forest. And Bournemouth, for me, I think are the favourites. So for me, a team like Nottingham Forest, I won't be backing them until they prove me otherwise. So for now, I think Aston Villa, banker in everything. All day, any day.
Okay, well, that's it from us. Good luck with your betting this weekend, and enjoy the football. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.